This podcast is brought to you by Pastime Agency, where innovation meets efficiency. At Pastime Agency, we empower businesses to unlock their full potential through intelligent automation, turning complex workflows into seamless AI-driven success stories. To start building your success story together, reach out via email to contact@pastime.agency.
Before we dive into the podcast, please note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Past performance does not guarantee future results. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions. Investing in financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions.
Welcome to the Money Mosaic. I'm Deborah, your technical analysis expert. Today, we're diving into the world of Forex, where charts and trends rule the game.
And I'm Kieran, your fundamental analysis specialist. I'll be connecting the dots between economic data and currency movements. Let's get started. Over the past week, we've seen some significant economic releases. The U.S. unemployment rate unexpectedly rose to 4.1%, and the ECB cut its growth forecast, which had a dovish impact. Meanwhile, Germany's industrial production jumped 2.0% month over month, supporting the euro. The ongoing trade tensions between the U.S. and its trading partners continue to weigh on the markets.
From a technical standpoint, the Forex market has been quite volatile. The EURUSD has been particularly strong, while the USJPY has faced downward pressure. Let's dive deeper into these trends. Looking at the charts, the EURUSD is trading above key moving averages, with an RSI of 72, indicating overbought conditions. The USDJPY is below all major moving averages, suggesting sustained downward pressure. The GBPUSD is approaching overbought conditions with an RSI of 67.89.
Fundamentally, the euro's strength is supported by the ECB's less dovish stance and positive economic data from Germany. The yen is benefiting from Japan's hawkish monetary policy and wage growth. EURUSD is currently positioned above 1.08, driven by the ECB's stance and Germany's economic performance. It's closely correlated with European equities and bonds. Institutional positioning shows a bias toward euro strength.
Technically, a decisive break above 1.087 could push the pair toward 1.12. However, a breach of the 200-day moving average at 1.07 would signal a downturn. GBPUSD is struggling to break above 1.99 with waning buying pressures. The UK's fragile economic landscape contributes to sterling's vulnerability. The pair is closely tied to UK equities and gilt yields.
Fundamentally, the UK's GDP growth is expected to be minimal, adding to sterling's weakness. The Bank of England's response to trade tensions will be crucial. USD/JPY is facing downward pressure due to Japan's hawkish stance and wage growth. The pair is closely correlated with US Treasury yields and Japanese government bonds.
Technically, the pair is trading below all major moving averages. A break below 146.65 could accelerate the decline toward 134. USD CHF is experiencing a mixed trend influenced by the Swiss CPI and US economic data. The pair is correlated with gold prices and Swiss bonds.
Fundamentally, the Swiss franc is often seen as a safe haven currency, which could strengthen if global uncertainty increases. AUD USD is influenced by Australian GDP data and commodity prices. The pair is closely tied to iron ore and coal markets.
Technically, the pair is showing signs of a potential reversal, with key resistance at 0.68. USD CAD is impacted by Canadian unemployment rates and oil prices. The pair is closely correlated with crude oil futures.
Fundamentally, the Canadian economy is stable, but oil price volatility can significantly affect the loonie. NZD/USD is influenced by New Zealand's economic indicators and dairy prices. The pair is closely tied to global commodity markets.
Technically, the pair is showing a bearish trend, with key support at 0.620. Our recommendation for EURUSD is to short the pair if it breaks below 1.07, targeting 1.05 with a stop loss at 1.9. Confidence level, medium.
Alternatively, if it breaks above 1.087, consider a long position targeting 1.120 with a stop loss at 1.08. Confidence level, high. For GBP/USD, consider shorting if it breaks below 1.278, targeting 1.25 with a stop loss at 1.9. Confidence level, medium.
If it breaks above 1.290, a long position could target 1.30 with a stop loss at 1.28. Confidence level, low. For USD/JPY, short the pair if it breaks below 146.65, targeting 1.34 with a stop loss at 1.48. Confidence level, high.
If it breaks above 150, consider a long position targeting 152 with a stop loss at 149. Confidence level, low. Upcoming high-impact events include the US CPI and Bank of Canada's rate decision. Market risks include trade tensions and potential rate cuts in the US. Key technical levels to watch are the 200-day moving averages for major pairs.
Risk management is crucial, especially with current market volatility. Ensure stop losses are in place and monitor liquidity conditions. Thanks for tuning in to the Forex section of the Money Mosaic. Join us tomorrow morning for Forex market analysis and portfolio update to stay ahead of the markets.
Until then, stay informed and keep trading wisely.